Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week we talked about a toolbox that you can open when you feel like you've been shocked by a situation, when you all of a sudden feel like you're a victim. Something just happened to you. Something happened around you and you can't even imagine that. You just feel as though it's been done to you. So I've given you a variety of things to work with, tools to work with. And today is a discussion of reflecting. So throughout the process of resolving or coming to terms with what to do and how to do it within a situation that shocked you, it's really a great tool to reflect, to be curious in reflecting on the situation. How is it resolving? How is it progressing? How did you resolve it? How long did it take you to resolve it? What would you do differently? How can you prevent something like that from happening again? Or how can you promote another brilliant way of handling what could have been a traumatic experience? This can help you build resilience. The more prepared you are, the more you go through and do an audit of what just happened or how you experienced it, what you'd like to have different, you set yourself up for like a rote reaction that's powerful, that's in witness consciousness. So remember, witness consciousness is that being curious about the way you are responding, being curious about how you're reacting. It's you outside of yourself looking on down upon you as if you split and one of you is watching and one of you is engaging. And that witness consciousness allows you to look at the situation, look at yourself, and be curious and assess so that you can do something different the next time, or even right now you can retool, regroup, and create a new direction for solution. This week I've been talking to you in detail every day about how you handle traumatic situations. The importance of this process is that a top priority for you is to stay in the momentum of joy, curiosity, expansion, knowing that your being is carrying you towards your vision, sitting in some level of trust, that you are in that witness consciousness, in the subconscious, you are playing with creation, you're playing with the quantum field, you're collaborating, and you're being guided towards your next incarnation, your next expansion, your next version of yourself that you're so excited to get to meet. So when you come upon a situation that shocks you and it comes fast and you didn't expect it, a lot of times when you think back later, you'll realize you had a hunch that you ignored. But here you are in the situation and it seems shocking. Remember, it's important to stay calm, to breathe, to assess the situation. Prioritize what to do right away, what can come after, to get the support you need, to take action, to practice self-care, and then to assess and reflect. When you take these steps, you can regain your sense of control and you can keep the momentum that you have going that's so beautiful. You can keep moving forward with confidence. Have a beautiful day. I want you to take a moment to reflect on a time when you didn't handle something shocking very well. And look at these 7 steps and assess what you could do differently when something happens again, if something happens again that you don't expect. Have a beautiful day. I would love to see what you come up with. I'd love to see you post that in the Facebook group or push reply on the email and send me a note. Have a beautiful day.